what's on the itinerary for this week for the players and the coaches?
Players like them to rest their minds, rest their bodies. They'll have today, tomorrow, and Wednesday when just ask them and suggest, almost insist that, just stay close here to Santa Clara and rest the mind, rest the body. Make the body feel better. I mean, a lot of guys are in here doing that today, getting treatment and lifting. And they'll come back on Thursday and Friday. And we'll get work in. Coaches will be working today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, next Monday.
Is that the same schedule as last year? You in a similar scenario?
Yeah, pretty similar. Similar.
You guys compile three different plans of attack, basically, in these next few days?
Yeah. Two of the teams we've played, and one team possibly that we could possibly play that we haven't played. So,
are you preparing more for the Redskins because you haven't faced Robert Griffin and Alfred Moore, and you have faced the other two teams, the Seahawks and the Packers this year?
Yeah, I think we need to prepare equally. But there's a possibility. I mean, they're the ones we haven't seen yet. We're gonna have to run more computer data on them that we don't have on that we already have on some of the other teams. So not making any predictions who we're going to see or that kind of thing, but got to get prepared for all the teams across the board. But yeah, we're going to have to run more data and log some more time on Washington. I think that just makes sense.
They have, I think, one of the four quarterbacks in the NFC playoffs haven't played in a playoff game before. Only Rodgers and Matt Ryan have. How does the dynamic of the quarterback position change in the playoffs, especially for a young guy that hasn't played in the playoffs before?
I can't quantify that for you.
The bigger stage shouldn't affect them at all, is that what you're saying?
I think that's more of an individual thing that, and most of these guys that are playing this position are accustomed and feel right at home on the big stage. I mean, all the ones you're referring to there, are that type of guy.
including Cap.
By
him playing in New Orleans and New England and Seattle, do you feel he's battle-tested and ready to go here in the playoffs?
Yes. I one of the things that stood out about Colin from the very start was the poise beyond his years, that he was able to handle all those situations with a guy who looks like he's been playing that position for a long time. And you can say the same for, the other quarterbacks as well.
Have you factored into the possibility that some of your coaches might not be able to work all 7 days, that they might get an interview with all the head coaching vacancies out there right now?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Have you guys received permission yet or requests yet to talk to any of your assistants?
No, I don't think we say whether we do or don't. So won't say one way or the other, but definitely we got some guys who would be great choices. I've always thought that.
Just specifically the three coordinators, what makes you say that those guys are ready for that opportunity?
They, if I just said they just are, would that, that probably wouldn't suffice, huh? I'm just telling you, argument. their body of work really speaks for itself, I believe, in all three of those cases. Their body of work here and elsewhere. You're talking about three talented coaches, professionals, teachers.
But when you talk about body of work for your offensive coordinator, I could be wrong, but my impression is he only designs the running plays, so there may be some gaps in his body of work.
Hmm.
Is that so?
I don't think so, no. I'm not going to argue with you, though.
I'm not arguing. I'm asking a question. I'd like clarification. Some of your players have said that he only designs really the running plays. So if that's the case, it seems to me that there may be some gaps. Not arguing, asking.
Okay, well, I answered. I said I don't think there's any gaps.
Okay. Do all three coordinators want to become head coaches, to your knowledge?
Yeah, they do. And that's I've always tried to hire coaches that had that ambition. I like guys like that, you know, that have those ambitions, those hopes, those dreams.
What is the team's plan for Brandon Jacobs? I think the original suspension is 3 games, that's over. Mm-hmm. Will he be rejoining the team for the playoffs?
No, he will not.
Okay. So what officially does the team do? Just outright release him?
Yes.
And when will that happen?
I believe later today.
What's your evaluation of Akers' status as of today?
Still our kicker, and you know we'll evaluate what we think is the best plan for moving forward in our next game.
Will you bring some kickers in this week?
Yeah, we'll probably bring a few in and have some tryouts and some competition.
Sorry, is that a decision you want to make quickly just to get that guy, if you do bring somebody in, accustomed to your holder and your snapper?
I mean, we want to make the right decision. David's certainly in it, and you know, he's done a lot of great things for us. He's made a lot of great kicks, a lot of big kicks, and he knows it. We know it. I mean, those kicks in the games, you gotta make those kicks. There'll always be a level of competition around it at any position to find, you know, who gives you the best chance to win the next game. Knowing the competitor that Dave is, I don't think he'll have a problem with that.
You've been, you know, very supportive of Akers throughout the year. Are you surprised that he just hasn't been able to kind of snap out of it?
There's kickers go through at times slumps, you've seen that, and they'll go through it and maybe, you know, come out of it quickly. Sometimes it lingers a little bit, but have I been surprised that he hasn't made those kicks? I mean, we understand that's the job of the kicker, put it through the uprights, but. Understand the difficult nature of the job as well.
Will he be involved in the competition? Like, are you allowed to have him out there and compete against these guys that you bring in?
No.
So what is he? What can he do to keep that job right now?
Well, there's. I mean, if we had two on the roster at the same time, then they could kick in practice, and that's an option. That's a possibility. And I think. You know, there's three options. We go forward with David. We bring in a new kicker, or we have two and let him compete for the job, and we'll make that decision as we go.
Couple more.
Just for clarification, if you allow your coordinators to interview for head coaching position, what's the last day they can do that during the bye week?
I don't know that.
Is there a day you'd like them to be done by so that then the focus is here?
Yeah, I'd like him here on Thursday and Friday for the practices.
Jim, will your players be on Saturday, Sunday as well?
Yes.
Okay, come back Monday.
Correct.
What's your relationship with Tom Gamble? How does what he does interface with what the coaching staff does?
I mean, all year long we interface with the scouting department, with Tom, with Trent, off-season evaluations for the draft and free agents, during the season, evaluations on somebody that might improve our football team, you know, at a position, or, you know, somebody that might be able to run down and cover a punt better than somebody that we have, you know, or fill a need on kickoff coverage. So you're always looking and seeing what's available.
With another week, the bye week, what's your thoughts now on the availability of Justin Smith and whether he's going to give it a go, or if you guys will allow him to give it a go in that divisional round.
What are the chances, or?
What's your thoughts? How much of an impact that week for the bye makes, specifically how it relates to Justin Smith?
Well, my thoughts are that you watch and the strength and how that comes back, and if he can, you know, play, do his job, defend himself, and be effective. He's made progress each week, significant progress. So hopeful would be my thought.
Will that ultimately be, kind of his call if he feels like he's ready?
Yeah, you know, nobody knows their body like the player himself, but also the doctors.
Anything else?
You're feeling Justin Smith and probably feel like he's ready.
I'm hopeful.
Do in this last game?
He did a good job. Ricky did a good job. And he's done a nice job filling in. He's always been a solid player for us. Ray had a good game as well. T. Brown. I like to talk about guys that suck it up. He was ill on Sunday. And everything, fever, the sickness, the flu, the whole works, and played through it. Had a couple of pass breakups and interception, and stepped up for us. That was impressive.
Last year at this time, there was only a handful of guys on the roster that had playoff experience. Uh-huh. Now you have almost every starter has playoff experience on your team. How do you expect that to translate into the end of this playoff run? It seemed yesterday, talking to some of the guys, they were really eager to make amends for how last season ended.
I think we talked about this last year. What's the effect of nobody being in the playoffs? How does that affect you? And I don't know for sure. Don't know the exact percentage, or that anybody does. And now we go into playoffs where great majority of the teams been to the playoffs. So again, I don't have the. How much? How much? I guess you're looking for a quantity or a percentage that I don't know.
I don't. The same sense from your guys is from that experience from last season is carrying over into their motivation for this playoff run.
I think that there's a possibility of that. I think there's an experience that. That's good. Our guys have played in a lot of big games just this season, against a lot of good teams, a lot of important games, a lot of laying it on the line every single week, and they acquitted themselves very well. No other team I'd rather be going into the playoffs with than our team and our group of guys and coaches. So excited as heck to get it started. And I hope the fellas, hope the players feel the exact same way. And I hope they rest. I hope they rest their minds, rest their bodies these next couple of days. I think that'll be real important. Celebration will be after the Super Bowl, not New Year's Eve. That's when we need to celebrate. So I hope guys are smart. Hope they're tame tonight. That happens. Tried to ask that, encourage it, almost insist it, but can't make people do things. But if you players are listening, be tame. Let's rest. Because I think we need it. I think, just watching our team the last couple games, we need the rest, and it'll be good for us. Hopefully we'll take advantage of it.
From guys like Patrick Willis, when you say stuff like that, do you hear him kind of echoing what you say in the meetings?
We have great leadership on our team. Talked to our team yesterday about that after the game. Just to congratulate the players, the leaders of our team that have the message and live the message too, not just say it and then do something different. But all those kind of guys, Patrick Willis, Justin Smith, Alex Smith, Frank Gore, Joe Staley, Deshaun Golston, Dante Whitner. I mean, I could really go on and on here for quite a while that, you know, those guys have driven this. I mean, to be the back-to-back division champs, worthy champions of arguably the best division in football again this year, I think is quite an accomplishment, and congratulate those players that have led the way and continually done the right thing. So now it's a new focus, three-game focus to get our ultimate goal.
Where is A.J. Jenkins in his development? Do you think he can contribute to the playoffs?
Yes. Do I think he can? Yes. Will we need him to? Yes. We need him to step up, you know, and definitely think he's capable of doing that.
The way you've used your running backs this year, is Frank good? Is he a lot fresher this time of year than he was the end of December a year ago? Can you see that in him?
I think he's, I hate the word fresh. I think strong. How about strong? Can we go with strong? I think he is stronger than he was this time last year. I know his legs were tired the Seattle week, and I think he felt a lot better this week. But I think our whole team, you know, could use some rest, mind and body.
Last one. You mentioned Jenkins stepping up, but I mean, obviously, Crabtree is really, you know, dominated a lot of the targets and you know, been Kaepernick's main guy. But do you need, you know, someone else to kind of step up alongside him and just take some pressure off?
I think we have that. I think we have guys: Randy Moss, Delaney Walker, Vernon Davis, Frank Gore, just to name a two. Now, A.J. Jenkins, you know, capable, yes. Step up, yes. And definitely think he can do that. LaMichael, you know, same situation. And he's been doing a nice job in that regard.